The Traveler's Journal, December 28th. Telling the tales that make travel twice the fun. The ability to tell a good travel story is a rare gift, but there are tricks that even beginners can learn. With that in mind, here are a few pointers on spinning a good yarn. As with any story, the timing of the telling is crucial, but that entails more than just delivery. The best stories flow seamlessly from the ongoing conversation. It will be hard to work a trip through the South Pacific islands of Kiribati into most conversations if you don't have a remarkable transition. Remember, an extraordinary event in a familiar location often makes a better travel story than an unremarkable visit to someplace exotic. Always tell your travel tales boldly, especially since they often involve an element of one-upsmanship with other tale-tellers. Deal strictly in superlatives. A storm just can't be bad. It must be the millennium's worst. Another axiom. The absolute worst travel experiences often make for the best stories, and sometimes the most humorous. The more dire the circumstances, the more matter-of-fact your telling should be. Good travelers take everything in stride, at least in their stories. Remember that in these coming days. Be specific, and people your parable with colorful characters. To add interest, sprinkle in a mention of food and a soupçon of cultural references. Also, well-told tales don't require props or proof. If you need tangible evidence to support your tale, you've probably already lost your audience. And don't bore them with photos and videos. Reserve those pleasures for family members. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can always check into our site on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. You'll find a world of travel resources.